Juggle. The stuff is far too weighty to get up into the air in front of her. But a jumble. She jiggles and jumbles the cups and rags in front of her, removing a saucer from one part and placing it in another, ripping out a tea towel and reinserting it back into the other side. All the while she steps cautiously and wobbling one foot after the other. Some of the onlookers are weary of the sight. She had, after all, performed this feat many, many times before. They look away or shrug with ostentatious ennui. As she reaches and just passes the central point of the tightrope, she falters. Jumble of rags and plates seems suddenly more of a burden in her hands than it had previously. She clutches it closer to her, as if holding onto it is going to provide her stability. Her left leg juts out almost perpendicular to try and adjust her balance and the crowd below gasps. It's brought back in front of her and placed before her right foot, and she manages to regain composure, trembling and cautiously bringing her right foot off the cable and slipping quickly in front of the left. She seems to have switched strategies, swapping caution for haste, three quick, nimble steps later, and her right leg juts out, quivers, her body trying to regain balance, the jumbler rags going this way, then that. The cable shivering side to side like a bass guitar string just being plucked by a malevolent god. Her right leg still firmly on the cable while the left hovers and flutters like a dragonfly wing, her whole body seeming to blur in panicked vibration. And suddenly it stops, the cable pushed taut to the left as her body lunges to the right, and she vaults over, plummeting headfirst down into the schoolyard. There are panicked shrieks as people try to get out the way. They scatter and scramble and clamber over each other, still clutching her payload of laundry and crockery. As she hits the ground, the woman absurdly seems to bounce, but it's a bounce that's accompanied with the cracking of bones and the guttural screams of the children and teachers. "That's never happened before," says our tour guide as we leer over the edge of the building to morbidly assess the damage. "Come, let's go back inside." And he pushes us back towards the stairs.